Can you tell me the name of your organisation?
It's Sutton Shop Mobility.
And what activities do you provide in Sutton?
We have four core services. Our main one is the daily hire of equipment. So people come to us and borrow mobility scooters, wheelchairs, powered wheelchairs to enable them to get around Sutton Town Centre. They can also hire equipment for longer term, so if they're maybe recovering from an operation or if they want to go on a day trip or have a relative coming to stay with them, they're able to hire equipment in that way. We also have a recycling scheme whereby we collect unwanted mobility equipment and our engineer makes that usable for other people to use in the community. And we sell daily living aids, so we have a range of walking sticks, relators, walking frames to help keep people independent in their homes for longer.
And how long have you been delivering your services in Sutton?
We've been, we were established in 1990, so 26 years.
Okay. And what do you think is unique about your project or the services that you offer?
We're very customer focused, so we see people, we helped over 800 people last year and each individual has got their own mobility story, so there's so many different reasons why people use us. They could have MS, we have several amputees using us. Our main focus is to make sure we give them the right piece of equipment that enables them to be independent. So we'll spend some time with them. We'll get them to try several different types of equipment, make sure that they feel safe, confident using the equipment. It can often be quite daunting. So we want to make sure that they feel comfortable and confident using the equipment that we provide.
And what difference does your project make to your service users?
It gives them independence. Prior to using us, quite often our customers may be housebound. They may be recovering from an operation. Sometimes they've not been able to get out and about, and then that can have an effect on their long-term health well-being. So by using our mobility equipment, they're able to spend time with their family, get out into the community, socialise with friends. Also do some of our customers have done volunteer work as well, so it gives them an improved sense of health, well-being. It also gives a bit of respite to their carers as well, in that they feel comfortable knowing that their loved one is having some autonomy, and it at the same time brings people together. We had a lady that was 84 that had been housebound for 4 years, and she was really chuffed when she used our service for the first time because she was able to choose an outfit for her great-granddaughter's christening. So simple things like that can have a massive impact on people's health and well-being.
And as this Small Charities Week, what one key message would you like to give to other small charities in Sutton?
I think it's key to be really passionate about what you do. Engage with your customers and your service users. Consult with them. If you get their ideas, it's always really valid to try and get as much engagement from your customers as possible. Take advantage of networking with other small charities within the area. So there's a lot of the Small Groups Forum, for example, is useful. And then talk to other organisations, because quite often you're able to do a lot of information sharing and signposting to other organisations as well. So it's key to do that, I would say.